Pete Hegseth says he will ensure Trump's executive orders are complied with rapidly and without excuse. By Christina Wong on January 27, 2025. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said on Monday, his first full day on the job, that he will ensure that President Trump's executive orders regarding the military are complied with rapidly and without excuse. Today there are more executive orders coming that we fully support, on removing DEI inside the Pentagon, reinstating troops who were pushed out because of the COVID mandates, Iron Dome for America, this is happening quickly, he said. And as the Secretary of Defense, it's an honor to salute smartly, as I did as a junior officer, and now as Secretary of Defense, to ensure these orders are complied with rapidly and quickly, he added. Trump is expected to sign multiple executive orders on Monday, including one to reinstate troops who were kicked out due to President Joe Biden's mandate for all troops to take the COVID vaccine. We're going to hold people accountable, Hegseth said. The lawful orders of the President of the United States will be executed inside this Defense Department swiftly and without excuse. He also pledged accountability for what happened in Afghanistan, and to stand by our allies. Watch, Vision for the Future. The Trump 2.0 Agenda. Hegseth delivered his remarks upon arrival to the Pentagon for his first full day as Defense Secretary. Hegseth said that every moment he is in the Pentagon, he will be thinking about troops deployed all around the world. In Guam, Germany, Fort Benning, Fort Bragg, and at missile defense sites, and on aircraft carriers. Our job is lethality, and readiness, and warfighting, he said. He said military training would be focused on readiness and what troops in the field need to deter enemies. We will be no better friend to our allies and no stronger adversary to those who want to test us and try us, he said. I look forward to serving the troops and the warriors of this department. It's an honor of a lifetime, and we're going to get to work. God bless you all, he said. Asked if he would fire the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Charles C.Q. Brown, who was standing alongside him at that moment, he responded, I'm standing with him right now. I look forward to working with him. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.